every dollar counts. We say that almost every day because it does add up, right? Being a $6 million nonprofit, that comes from people making a conscious decision day in and day out during their shopping visits or online to make a contribution to the cause. The reason for that is because the need is greater than ever. That as we are all being faced with some of the economic challenges, there are more and more people that are going to our food banks to seek support.
I am really excited to share that the Nonprofit Podcast Network will now be increasing the number of nonprofit stories we get to share. With the generous support from CapTrust, Fiduciary Advice for Endowments and Foundations, you can find them in Sacramento, Roseville, and Folsom, Runyon Saltzman, Inc., RSE, Marketing, Advertising, and Public Relations, Creating Integrated Communications Committed to Improving Lives, and Western Health Advantage, a full-service healthcare plan for individuals, employer groups, and families, these businesses have made it possible for the Nonprofit Podcast Network to go from a once-a-month episode to once-a-week episode, allowing us to serve that many more nonprofit agencies in our community. Please give preference to these companies if you require their services, and if you don't, heck, write, call, or comment on their websites with a thank you. Oh, and be very sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode every Wednesday. Welcome to the Nonprofit Podcast Network. Our purpose and passion is to highlight a nonprofit organization in each episode, giving that organization an opportunity to tell their story in their words to better inform and educate the respective communities they serve, as well as provide one more tool for them to share their message to constituents and donors. Hi. I'm Jeff Holden, Principal of Multipoint Content Strategies and Hear Me Now Studio. We provide this forum pro bono to help build stronger communities through shared voices and to both encourage and support the growth of local nonprofit organizations through podcasting. It's not often I get to have two powerhouse women who share responsibility for an organization on our program, but that's exactly what's happening this episode. And once we get into our conversation, it will become clear why that's the case and why we have both as our esteemed guests. If you can only imagine the magnitude of a task to feed thousands of people daily with geographic nuances and ensuring the quality of their food is fresh and healthy, you'll begin to get the idea of why there are two of them. Let me first give you a little background on each. Chelsea Miner is the Vice President, Community Impact and Public Affairs for the Raley's Companies, an innovative, digitally sophisticated retail company operating in the Western United States, and I might add, homegrown right here in Sacramento for those of you newer to the area. As a member of the leadership team, Chelsea oversees the Raley's Company's public image, including public relations, community impact, and sustainability. In addition, she manages the company's public affairs program, including statewide advocacy across multiple states and local government engagement. Since joining Raley's in 2015, Chelsea has collaborated with state and local leaders to advance Raley's vision of changing the food system for the better. And here's where that powerhouse comment comes in. Chelsea also serves as the executive director of another large organization, Raley's nonprofit, Food for Families. Since 1986, Food for Families has worked with food bank partners to alleviate hunger in the communities Raley's serves. Chelsea's undergrad degree in social science was from California State University Stanislaus, and her master's in business administration for executives is from none other than our anchor institution, Sac State. Her board activities are too many to mention here, and her accolades are many as well, including West Sacramento Chamber's Business Person of the Year in 2022, one of Sacramento Business Journal's 40 Under 40, and also Comstock Magazine's Emerging Leaders. Chelsea is joined today by Zoe Edwards. Zoe brings over a decade of experience in the nonprofit sector to her role at Raley's Food for Families. She leverages her expertise and passion for nutrition education to optimize donations and ensure that Food for Families delivers wholesome food to its network of food bank partners. As the operations specialist, Zoe manages the food bank's relationships, executes special campaigns, plans events, and promotes Food for Families' mission to end hunger in our communities. She earned both her bachelor's and master's degrees from American University, laying a solid foundation for her career dedicated to improving community health and well-being through access to wholesome food. Chelsea, Zoe, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
I'm excited to have this conversation. And before we do, I want to share something. I don't even know if I shared this with you on the pre-call, but when I first got to town in 1985, I came to work for a radio station. It was KSFM FM 102, Chris and Mike in the Morning Zoo and all this crazy stuff. And Michael Jackson was the superstar and we were the dominant station in town. And so we generated a lot of revenue and Rayleigh's was the largest account. And I get to town and I'm looking, I'm saying, who's got the Rayleigh's account? That's the first thing I have to go meet whomever is responsible for the account. And they go, well, we didn't tell you about this, but it's Steve. And I said, okay, well, let's get Steve and we'll go see him. Well, Steve George is iconic at the time in town. He was responsible for a radio station, KGMS, and it was George Matranga and Schwartz, KGMS. And he grew up in town here with Tom Rayleigh. Steve at the time, when I got here in 85, was 82. And I said, what's an 82-year-old doing? He goes, that 82-year-old is responsible for the biggest piece of business on the radio station. He goes nowhere. And we take care of him. We love Steve. And my first luncheon meeting when I got to town was with Steve and Tom Rayleigh. And it was
full circle
at the Landing in West Sacramento. That used to be a little restaurant down there that Tom went to all the time. So I have a very soft spot in my heart for Rayleigh's and always have.
You know, one of the benefits of being in a family-owned business and homegrown in so many is that we get to hear all those amazing stories.
Yeah.
All the connections to not only the family, but the business in all kind of areas of our business.
Yeah. Well, to hear these two octogenarians argue over lunch was something I'll never forget. And there's stories I could keep on telling, but we don't have time. Before we get into the details of the operations of the program, Chelsea, you're not only the VP with the Rayleigh company, with the Rayleigh's companies, but you're also executive director of Food for Families. And that's a huge amount of responsibility and time and task. How do you manage it all?
You know, when I was kind of preparing for this, I was thinking about this and I would say I thrive in chaos. As an extrovert, it actually gives me energy, right? To have a lot of balls up in the air and a lot of things and moving pieces. I'm very good with lists and I manage my calendar a bit like a jigsaw puzzle. But the benefit, I think, for just my role is that I have the ability to connect the community with the business in different ways, whether that's our community giving portfolio, whether that's our sustainability practice, or even some of our wellness initiatives within the company. So it's a privilege to be able to wear multiple hats and to serve the organization.
Well, not to mention, what a compliment to say we trust you with both sides of this. A huge compliment to your capabilities and expectations from the company. So good for you. Now,
thank you.
You've got to have a great team behind you in order to do all this.
Indeed.
Let's talk about how that works with Food for Families and what it is all those responsibilities entail. You know, I obviously shop at Rayleigh's and Bel Air, and they've got Nob Hill in the Bay Area. And that little thing pops up every time we check out on the little screen if we're using a card. So I think a lot of people are familiar if they shop at the stores. But for those who don't, how would you explain the program?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. You know, Zoe is, we call ourselves kind of a dynamic duo in that I get to serve from an administrative perspective, but Zoe is really who keeps the train moving, handling all of the operations of the organization. But again, a privilege for us is that, you know, Food for Families is a family legacy that is directly tied back to our founder, Tom Rayleigh's only daughter, Joyce Rayleigh Teal. Mm-hmm. And she came into the organization in the 80s and wanted to give back to the community in a meaningful way. And a lot of it was that, you know, we recognized that there were people who couldn't shop with us, but that were well-deserving of, you know, nutritious food. And so Joyce Rayleigh Teal and Chuck Collings, our president at the time, created Food for Families to start really as a canned food holiday drive and has really shifted into a nationally recognized organization because of the unique way that we partner with our food banks. And so for us, it's about, I think, the visionary, you know, of 30 plus years ago to know that this was going to be a need. And the goal has been simple from the beginning and continues today, which is how do we alleviate hunger in our communities?
Having said that, who is the end user? Who do you literally serve? Because you don't take the food from Raley's stores to a house in the literal sense of it. How does it work? What does it look like to get from you to where it ultimately ends up?
Yeah. So the communities served by our 12 food bank partners of Food for Families are who are the end user who are benefiting from the Food for Families donations. This includes, because our company footprint goes from Northern Nevada down to Salinas and Fresno area. So across that footprint is where we have our 12 food bank partners. Across those partners, they're serving over 2 million people per month.
2 million people a month? Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Meaning there's 2 million people a month in some sense of food insecurity. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. And sadly, the need is growing. Mm-hmm. You know, you think about the challenges just in the economy right now, the pressures of inflation. And the reality is, you know, the face of hunger has evolved. So these are individuals who probably go to school with our children or could be colleagues within our office spaces who are having to make the difficult decision whether they buy, you know, food or they pay their medical bills or their car, you know, needed new tires. And so when you think about all of those competing priorities, our food banks are really providing that kind of middle ground for people to take their dollar a little bit further and ensure that there's food on the table.
And when we say 2 million people, over 2 million people served per month, you know, some people are just getting one-time help for the week because their car broke down, because they have a medical expense, and other people are going on an ongoing basis. But that's kind of the all-encompassing number.
So you don't actually deliver the food to the families. It's to these food banks. Can you talk a little bit about how that all works? Because I think we all have this misperception that it goes from point A to point B, but it really has multiple channels that it has to go through to get to the family that needs the food.
Absolutely. So it is kind of a logistical puzzle to some extent into getting the food from a donation point all the way to the households that need it. So I mentioned we have 12 food bank partners across our company footprint, and they all work with partner agencies so that the food is really getting into the specific parts of the community that need it most. So across our 12 food bank partners, we have over 2,300 partner agencies. So our 12 food bank partners kind of serve as umbrellas in the community to be the point that receives the food. They have the larger warehouses. They have the capacity to take on these pallets of food, truckloads of food. And then the partner agencies are able to get the food that their community needs from those 12 partners.
So the logistics on this, Chelsea, they make your calendar and task list look like food compared to what's happening here. You know, we had Blake Young on from the Sacramento Food Bank a while back, and he clarified a lot of the misconceptions of how this is assembled, what food people are getting. But I think for just clarity's sake, and again, to reiterate, what is it that they get served? They can't get chips and candy bars and all that sort of thing. And they're not getting dated food or stuff that's, you know, out of code. Can you explain that? Because that to me also is mind-boggling.
Yeah. So Raley's is a purpose-driven organization, and we have the vision to change the way the world eats one plate at a time. And it seems, you know, a little pie in the sky with all due respect, but it's really about, you know, putting forth the food that we believe in. Right? So you'll see changes within your Raley's locations to, you know, what foods are on the end caps, what foods are we promoting, of course, in our ad, and you know, how we bring that to the customer around education and transparency. And we do the same for our food banks. So we extend that same quality, nutritious, nutrient-dense foods to our food banks. And they actually receive an order guide that we work not only between the two of us in terms of what we think that our food banks need, but we also work with our corporate dietitian to ensure that those foods are, you know, that are full of fiber, protein, whole grain carbohydrates, all the things that we know are good and nutritious, but also ensure lasting, right? These individuals are not hungry because they're given food that fuels their body. And we also work within that guide to ensure that they're private label products. So these are products that have the Raley's logo on them, which mean they have been certified by our team, also our dietitian. So they have no artificial colors or flavors. They consider the use of salt and sugar. So we're really presenting our food banks with what we believe is the highest quality It would be the same quality of something that you or I could go and buy on the shelves. And, you know, the way that our food banks then get to pick and choose what they need most. So this isn't about us saying, we have an influx of peanut butter. Here's a pallet of peanut butter. This is them being able to go in a timely manner and what works for their schedules 365 days a year to say, this is what we need in order to fill this gap. The other piece that we offer them, which I think is really unique and special, is that we offer them a reimbursement for produce. And, you know, fresh produce is the most important part of our diet. And so really making sure that we can help utilize the funds that we collect from our customers to give back to fresh produce is also very important.
How does that work? Does the food bank actually, the point of distribution, buy it?
It's a great question. So they actually purchase through the California Association of Food Banks. So they set commodity prices with farmers. And so that is an awesome advantage to our food banks because they get it at a very relatively low price. And then they can utilize their Food for Families funds to be able to reimburse them for those costs. And so that's what I would say I think is the most important. Our food banks have flexibility with their funds. They can truly utilize, and every food bank of the 12 use them very differently. And that's the benefit. That's what the unique kind of sweet sauce about this program is, that we're truly serving each individual food bank who's serving each individual community differently.
Which just adds to the complexity. It's, it's amazing to me that there's all these nuances, which is really the next question, because you touched on it. You said what's featured in a store could change by the nature of where the store is located. And
sure,
you do that as well with the food banks. Tell me a little bit about that. So it's regionalized on top of it.
Yeah. So like I mentioned earlier, we have 12 food bank partners across our company footprint. And depending on the density of how many stores we have in each area will be the number of stores donations that feed into that food bank partner. So Sacramento County, we have 28 stores. So 28 stores, the donations made at the registers in those stores go to the Sacramento Food Bank. In Alameda, there's only 4 stores for Alameda County. So the Alameda County Community Food Bank has 4 stores whose donations feed to them. It is really important for us that the donations stay local. So 100% of the donations are staying where they are donated to feed that local community. And this is kind of how we're able to make that a reality and ensure that we are keeping our promise to our donors and ensuring that our food banks are getting the support from their local community.
And on top of that, isn't it conceivable that, or maybe you do this, one particular region may have a greater interest or need for a particular type of ethnic food or tortillas, you know, whatever the situation may be. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Each of our 12 food banks are, we kind of joke, they have their own personality or they have their own need because they're using the Food for Families funds in different ways. And so Redwood Empire Food Bank in the Santa Rosa area, for example, has a 2/3 Latinx community. So a lot of what they're focused on as they're getting food is the foods that are important to that community. So they will ensure that they're getting specific beans or masa flour or working with local farmers to get specific squash that feeds that community and not just provides them food and nutritious food, but food that feels comforting and feels like it would be something that they would be cooking for their family regardless.
Yeah, familiar from their cultural upbringing that they have in the neighborhood that it's being served.
Exactly.
My favorite examples we talk often about is, you know, chicken is only as good as if you share the items that you need to cook chicken, which could be olive oil or Pam. And so we can't assume that, you know, the recipients of these products have all of the tools in order to be successful. And so I think it's also important for us to be constantly looking at that mix of products to be literally truly serving the food banks and what their clients need. And then the food banks take it a step further and they're doing nutrition classes. They're doing recipe development. So again, if you get chicken and rice, you know, here's a recipe card that you can follow in order to, you know, bring this to the plate for your family to enjoy.
It's just amazing to me, the sensitivity to the communities, the capability to execute the sensitivity. We'll get back into the sensitivities of the distribution of food with Chelsea and Zoe right after we recognize those supporters helping bring this message to you. I was in the media business for over 35 years and had the great privilege of working with Runyon Saltzman, RSE, Marketing, Advertising, and Public Relations. We collaborated on many different campaigns, but their commitment to the nonprofit sector hasn't changed since their founder, Gene Runyon, started the agency. Over many years and many campaigns, Runyon Saltzman has been committed to improving lives by tackling California's most challenging issues. Guided by research-informed strategies and insightful, creative solutions, RSE develops innovative communications campaigns that raise awareness, educate, and reduce stigma in diverse communities throughout our state and beyond. To learn more about RSE, visit rs-e.com.
Hello, this is Scott Thomas with CapTrust in our Sacramento office. I specialize in working with local nonprofits and associations. Annually, we survey private and public nonprofit organizations across the country to better understand challenges they see in today's environment. In our more recent survey, we heard concerns about proper board governance, mission-aligned investment, and how to implement alternative investments. If you would like a copy of the survey or to discuss your organization, look me up, Scott Thomas at CapTrust.com.
I'm thrilled to have Western Health Advantage partnering with us as they do so much to support so many nonprofit agencies in our community. As a truly local health plan, you'll find individual and family options, employer options, plans for CalPERS and Medicare Advantage. From medical services to pharmacy, health and wellness support, as well as behavioral health care, Western Health Advantage has a plan that fits what you need. As an employer, for profit or nonprofit business, individual or family, you can find more at westernhealth.com. And now let's get back to our conversation with Chelsea Miner and Zoe Edwards with Raley's Food for Families. This isn't just food that you have because you're a grocery store or that some of the vendors contribute. There's actually food being purchased and you have a benefit because of who you are that allows you to do that. Can you walk us through a little bit of that? That's where that money goes when it's being donated. It's not just to get it from point A to point B, but there's food being purchased.
Absolutely. So when you go to the register, you can, of course, donate on the pin pad. You can also leave cash in a cash box. So we're both new, modern, and old-fashioned. But you can also donate online. And so all of those dollars then get accumulated and they get put into a bank account for each food bank. So they get, just like you would at home, they get a monthly statement so they know where they're at. And then, of course, work with Zoe in terms of the back end of ordering these products. What's amazing is that 100% of the donations that are donated go directly to the food bank that it's assigned to. And that's unique because Raley's covers 100% of the administrative costs. So our salaries, our time, you know, investment in logo wear and tchotchkes and the promotional things that we do, all of that comes from Raley's investment so that those dollars are truly going to feed people. And that makes it, you know, really special. What people underestimate is the value of our customers and really their contributions. They make up over 2/3 of the contributions to this nonprofit.
From the register donations.
Literally from my swiping the card and saying, yes, donate X, is 2/3 of the funding?
Yes. And last year we raised over $6 million.
That's a big nonprofit.
It's incredible. And it's out of the generosity of our customers. And so talk about paying it forward, right? Of being a family-owned business who wants to pay it forward, but also having our customers, right, who afford us the opportunities to be able to invest in these types of things, being the number one contributor to the nonprofit success.
As the shopper, and I'm hitting yes and contributing for the benefit of those who maybe don't or haven't, is there a cumulative end-of-year statement that says you gave this much to Raley's Food for Families? How does that work?
Yes. So we do track all of that through the register, but you need to be a Something Extra, our loyalty club member. And what we then do is we pull the data so we can get your 365-day evaluation to how much you donated at the POS. And we send out formal letters to all of our customers that we have contact information for every January. But if someone has not received their letter or, you know, maybe they changed addresses and it wasn't updated in our system, they can reach out to us at foodforfamilies @raylies.com, and we'll send a letter your way with the appropriate information with the tax ID for you to submit.
And I think that's where people get confused. They think, oh, this is to the benefit of the corporation, and you know, I'd rather give it myself to the food bank. That clarifies a lot. And I think it's really important that people understand that. You know, this you're giving back into your community, literally, and somebody's taking care of it and doing all the work for you. You're not having to exercise any of it.
There's the piece, you know, about just thinking about where you want to give. We had an amazing young man in Sacramento County who decided that he was going to host a water swimming meet to raise money. And we asked him, well, why did you give to Food for Families and not directly to the Sacramento Food Bank? And he so beautifully said, well, it's because you have the buying power. And I know that my dollar goes further. So we want people, right, who give at the registers or who choose us as a beneficiary to know that, one, we're great stewards of your dollar, but two, it is truly going back to making a difference. And we can take your investment and do great things with it.
And amazing to think that he understood that.
Yeah, it's at 16.
I mean, I didn't know you were spending as much as you were spending to purchase the food, to leverage the buying power to get it out into the community. Good for him.
And I think something else to note with the donations and the buying power is our food banks are not just purchasing, using Food for Families donations to purchase the food at the same price that you and I would pay for on the shelf. We sell it, or they're able to purchase that food at cost. Mm-hmm. So instead of you or I going to the shelf and paying $1.48 for a can of garbanzo beans, they're getting it delivered for about 70 cents a can. So that dollar is going even further to help provide closer to two cans of food rather than not even covering the cost of one if you were to do that on your own.
Yeah, and that's even, again, it emphasizes the value of the buying power to get it back into the community. Are there any other corporate sponsors involved? Do other people work with you in terms of large vendors to say, here, we want to participate? How does that look and how does it work?
Yeah. So the other third, as we were talking about earlier, of those donations come from not only our team members, so they can participate through a program we call We Give, where they take a portion of their paycheck and donate to the nonprofit, and then our vendor community. We're grateful to work in an industry with food companies that give back all the time. And what's amazing is you think about, the Food for Families was founded in 1986, and many of these vendor partners have been partners through that entire, you know, three-decade history. So they participate in two ways. They can participate in two kind of big events that we host, which is our annual dinner, and we also have a golf tournament. And then many of our vendor partners actually proactively reach out to us and include Food for Families as a beneficiary, which we believe, I think, makes such an important difference because it continues to help engage them directly, but also promote the great work that we're doing. So Kellogg's, now for the last 2 years, pick a certain amount of products and a percentage of the sales during a period of time go back to Food for Families. So we've been the beneficiary of that. And then we did, this is now our second year of an amazing partnership with the California Milk Advisory Board, who realized that milk is one of the most requested items at food banks, but it's the item that you can imagine is donated the least because it's perishable and usually with, you know, a quick shelf life. So they are contributing donations, matching, I should say, our donations throughout the month of June for Dairy Month. And in return, our food banks get to buy dairy products of their choice, whatever their community needs. Again, trying to prioritize preference and, you know, unique items.
Yay. That's a great relationship in terms of collaboration with, you know, leveraging your relationships and the people that are significant to you who realize the significance they have in our community. And you get the benefit of doing that because of who you are. So that's a plus for us in Sacramento for sure. You know, when we were talking on the pre-call as well, you mentioned there's a couple of things you don't expect sometimes that can happen. And you had a funny little story that because you don't think about stuff like this, right? You want to go ahead and share that?
Yeah. So, you know, we talk about getting the logistics of the food to the community. Obviously, we try to work with local vendors and especially with our Raley's products, keeping it as close to home as possible. But sometimes we do have to import food from overseas. And there have now been two times where we have had some tuna stuck on the water, which just feels comical to say, right? So just having containers of tuna that are stuck for various reasons, extremely delayed, but to have to say that tuna is stuck on the water, not in the water.
It's on a slow boat.
Feels a little, you can't not laugh while you say it, right?
Right.
So we've been encouraging those fish to swim a little faster.
Right. You just don't think, again, it's these things that you don't think about on the receiving end. Here we go to the grocery store, stuff's there. You know, short of pandemic and toilet paper, right? And you just don't think of, there's all these mechanisms in place that have opportunity for either slow or failure altogether. Mm-hmm. It is amazing in the grand scheme of things that, you know, we're able to do what we've got and we get what we get.
Totally.
In terms of the people and the beneficiaries, are there any really poignant stories that maybe you could share, or something that you can relate to, or somebody sent the letter, thank you so much for Food for Families, that helps us relate to the end user and the significance of the benefit they receive?
We have a team member who has a young daughter in elementary school, mm-hmm. who wrote a poem about Food for Families.
And we're going to play that right now.
Rayleigh's Food for Families gives people food that is delicious. They have been feeding families for 38 years with fruits and vegetables that are nutritious. When you donate money at the check stand, you can lend a family a helping hand. Every penny you give stays in the community where you live. In summary, let's make sure no family goes hungry.
That is just amazing. That is absolutely amazing. You want to share a little bit more about it just so we know what we just listened to?
So, you know, we often talk as a family-owned business that, you know, it's a family affair. And this is a perfect example of that. The young woman that you just heard is a daughter of one of our team members who is clearly connected and understands what Food for Families is. Her mom goes home and talks about it all the time, or maybe when they're at the register. And she had to create a poem and share it at a school talent show. And she picked Rayleigh's Food for Families, and we are so grateful. And I think it's just such a perfect depiction to what the nonprofit is all about. And it's all about feeding families.
And that brings us full circle to, there is hope in our youth, in their understanding and their interest and commitment to their own communities. So I'm glad you shared that with us.
Yeah, talk about philanthropic, right? At the age of 7.
We need more. We need more.
Yeah. So a lot of our food banks are really focusing on serving food with dignity in their community. And this looks different across our food bank partners. Some of them have a text to receive food set up so that you don't need to be waiting in line, or you don't need to be calling someone. You can text and get all the information you need. A lot of them are doing farmer's market style, where people physically get to pick how many apples they want. They're not just given a box. They're able to kind of shop on their own, and trying to find other ways to make the getting food accessible and enjoyable. You know, food is something that often brings people together, that happy memories are around, and trying to emphasize that in how people are receiving their food. And a lot of what Food for Families likes to be there for is to be there to help them serve with dignity. You know, the idea of them getting the food that they need for their community is something we like to be able to be there to fill the gaps where they are not able to receive the food on a donation basis, or there's not another supplier that they're already working with. They can turn to us and say, I need this item with my Food for Families item, Food for Families donations. You know, Chelsea mentioned earlier, we have an order guide, and that's the main source of items that our food banks are ordering from. But really any item, they're able to reach out to me and say, hey, you know, I could really use this for my community. We have soy sauce going to some of our food bank partners because they're trying to do ethnically appropriate boxes for their area. For that chicken and rice Chelsea was talking about earlier, it's not going to feel like a comforting food or like a normal meal that they would have if they don't have soy sauce on there. One of our food banks, Redwood Empire, that I mentioned earlier, every year around the holidays, they get 10 pallets of masa so that their community can have tamales for Christmas. Those little things that really help provide food with dignity and help us be the one to fill in that gap and help make sure that the community's needs are met is something that we're particularly proud of. And we really appreciate how much our community is doing.
And the benefit, right, the sweet sauce that, you know, we like to talk about is this connection that we have to these food manufacturers. and the food banks. You know, it's not natural for the food bank to have a partnership with, as I was mentioning, Kellogg's. So some of these items are so unique to them that it would be really difficult for them not only to acquire them, but also to get them at a reasonable price. And what I've always been impressed by, and kind of we call it the Raley's way, is not only how our merchants, right, who help us, you know, secure this type of product, but the vendors, our distribution partners, you know, all of this product that's delivered to our food banks is delivered by our partner in our trucking company. And so it's really important that we're all aligned in our commitment to food for families and our commitment to getting the food to these food banks. And as you were talking earlier, it's all about logistics, but it is an all hands on deck. Well, the two of us get to be the face of it. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that are making this happen.
As we wrap the episode, what is the biggest need you see right now in terms of a message you would want to get out to the community? Here's what we see. Here's what we need. Here's what would benefit us the most from a listener, philanthropic family, somebody who wants to do something about it. Because you're really not looking for volunteers per se at your level. That would come down at the food bank side.
Yeah.
So how would it work from your perspective? What would you say is the best thing somebody could do that would be the greatest need?
Yeah, I think our request to all of your listeners is as you shop in our store, consider making a donation. Every dollar counts. We say that almost every day because it does add up, right? Being a $6 million nonprofit, that comes from people making a conscious decision, you know, day in and day out during their shopping visits or online to make a contribution to the cause. And the reason for that is because the need is greater than ever. That as we are all being faced with some of the economic challenges and unfortunate, you know, results of inflation, there are more and more people that are going to our food banks to seek support. We pulled some numbers from Sacramento County. In February, there were over 295,000 people that were served by the Sacramento Food Bank and Family Services. In just 1 month, 30 days, it increased 18,757. Meaning that was more, 18,000 more people went to the food bank in 1 month in terms of a difference. And so all we want to do is make sure that we are stocking their shelves, that when those influx happen, that they are positioned for success and that they have the tools necessary in order to be able to serve all those people, because no one should go hungry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it is a goal that we continue to make. Our food banks are the people who truly make the difference. Right? We're just happy to be the logistics and the mechanism and a place for people to donate and benefit and be connected to the food business. But at the end of the day, the services, the care that our food banks provide is bar none. And we're just very proud and grateful to be a small part of their contributions.
Well, and I think we as a community are very fortunate to have Raley's in our backyard as born here. I mean, you get it. You understand the community. You're able to serve and to see that we've got a company of such significance. You're no small company, and the ability to give it back and provide to minimize that food insecurity and the hunger, especially in a shameless way with dignity, as you said, everybody incurs a challenge at some point in time. And we know that some of our underserved, when it happens, like you mentioned, it's the tires or it's a medical bill or whatever. That's not a reason for them to go hungry. And too many of us have means and the ability to absorb some of that, you know, extra support to make sure that that doesn't happen in our community. And that creates a healthier community.
Absolutely.
You
know,
and from the standpoint of how you serve the food, the type of food to help educate and feed appropriately is so much more than, again, what I think most people think of when they think of somebody who needs food and is in a situation of, you know, possible desperation because they can't feed their family. It's either that or rent. And sometimes that goes lost on a lot of people. So, you know, what you're doing and the unwavering commitment, you mentioned 30 years ago when Joyce started it, Joyce Raley Teal. I'm going back, you know, all the way beyond that to Tom Raley, who was 80 when I got here in 1985, who had a commitment to the community. And
absolutely,
it's just what makes a difference. So thank you guys for that unwavering commitment. We certainly appreciate what you do and appreciate the help. And Chelsea, I mean, you got to find some time for yourself somewhere in there, the two roles. And Zoe, thank you for running it so beautifully. Beautifully. It's just it's a compliment to you both to be able to see that it comes out of, you know, one organization and it just all originates and works.
Well, it's been an honor to spend some time with you. Thank you to the Nonprofit Podcast Network for, you know, sharing these types of stories and really help spreading the word on the great work that's happening in our greater, broader community. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Once again, we're grateful to the businesses who have made this program possible. CAP Trust, fiduciary advice for endowments and foundations. You can find them in Sacramento, Roseville, and Folsom, or at captrust.com. Runyon Saltzman Incorporated, RSE, marketing, advertising, and public relations, creating integrated communications committed to improving lives. You can find them at rs-e.com. And Western Health Advantage, a full-service healthcare plan for individuals, employer groups, and families. westernhealth.com. Thank you for listening to the Nonprofit Podcast Series. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If what you heard moved you, please reach out to that organization and do what you can to help. If you like and appreciate what we're doing to support local nonprofits, please give us a positive review, subscribe, and share. If you're a nonprofit with an interest in participating in an episode, you can reach us at info@multipointstrategies.com. The Nonprofit Podcast Network is a production of Multipoint Content Strategies and is recorded and edited by Hear Me Now Studio.